So today we're back on the express elevator to hell, going down. Yep, back in episode 21, I talked about the Alien RPG, and they had the cinematic starter kit. Well, last week the full Kickstarter arrived, so today I'm going to be talking about Alien, the role-playing game. So, I went all in, and what do we get with the Kickstarter? Well, we get the core book, a big hefty hardback book, which is 400 odd pages, and we'll talk about more of that in a minute. You get two sets of dice. You get the base dice, which are all D6s. They've got like a futuristic science fiction numbering system on them, and on the six side is a target, and in this game, sixes are successes. You also have a set of stress dice, and there's 10 of them. These are yellow in colour, the same numbering system on them, with the 6 on the target side, but on the one side is a face hugger. Now, I've got to say on the dice, they're a bit, I don't know, the quality is not as high as I expected, not as nice as the Forbidden Lands dice. Don't know if they've got a different different manufacturer, but hey, you can use a D6 anyway. Next in it is in the pack is a custom card deck. This is a deck of cards which has got some initiative numbers on it. I'm presuming that you hand these out to the players and the GM to show who's got initiative. There's some cards with weapons on it, and on one side they've got some nice art on what the weapon is, and on the other side they've got their stats. You've got some vehicles as well. The Cheyenne dropship, the APC from the film. Again, nice art on one side, stats on the other side. And then you've got a number of characters. I think these are the pre-gens with a portrait on one side. All quite dark, actually. Although they're trying to get this sort of the dark feel of it, but they're a little bit dark, and I don't know. Don't feel like the art so much on them. And on the back side is the stats. So that is the deck of cards. Then, next, moving on, we've got the maps and markers pack. So this is a nice map, which folds out several times. I'm going to fold it out here now, live on air. Bum, bum, bum. And it's like poster size. And we've got, on one side, we've got Hadley's Hope, the different levels of Hadley's Hope. So we will know that from the film. And then on the other side is a large star map of Middle Heavens, and that shows all the planets on there. Very nice. Don't know if it's going to be any use at the table because the map is huge, like a poster. And then there's a sheet of cardboard tokens. Not very thick, in fact. My token board is actually a bit warped. It's got some aliens on there, some characters with, and some markers. Not over impressed with them, I have to say. Bit of an afterthought. Then we've got the GM screen. Cleverly, in the Alien role-playing game, the GM is called Game Mother. And if you know your Alien references, Mother was the ship in the first Alien film, the AI. Not a big user. Well, I don't use GM screens at all, but this one's nicely done. It's in landscape mode, so it's not going to sit too high, and you've got plenty of tables on one side, and on the other side, the middle screen, you've got the alien creature head. Okay, but probably not something I'm going to use. Then we've got the scenario that comes with it, Chariot of the Gods. Now, the scenario was with the cinematic pack, so I don't know if this is going to be any different. Maybe we'll look at it. No, I think it's going to be more or less the same, maybe just a bit better quality. So that's the Chariot of the Gods. So back to the core rulebook. Nice cover on the front, reminiscent from the original film, with the somebody in a space in the front with the light on the top. Now, one thing I did notice about this book is that there's lots of free space in it. I mean, some pages earlier on, I've got a couple of paragraphs on the whole page. And I don't know if it's the best use of space here. I reckon they could probably cut another 50 odd pages out of this. A bit condensing, but hey. So, smell the glue on it. So, what's in the core book? You've got the first chapter, Space is Hell, which is it talks about the career, the frontier life, the careers on the frontier, what sort of characters you can play. The game modes, there's two game modes, cinematic and campaign. Some themes and tools of the game. Then on to your characters. And we've got two sorts of character play, cinematic and campaign. Cinematic is your one-shots, or if you're just doing a couple of episodes, so it's nice and simple to get up and playing. Yeah, there are a number of characters, pre-gens, and you pick those and you're up and running. Well, in the campaign game, then you can decide, you can choose your characters and the attributes, etc., etc. So the system is the mutant, the same system used in Mutant Year Zero and Forbidden Lands. They call it the Year Zero engine, and the core mechanics are out there as a SRD if you want to pick those up. So to create a character for Alien, you choose your career. You spend your points on your attributes, and your attributes are strength, agility, wits, and empathy. You spend points on your skills, and there are a number of skills in here. Then you choose your career talent, choose your name, decide your appearance, decide your personal agenda, choose your buddy and your rival, pick your gear, and a signature item, roll for cash. So it's a simple character creation point by system. You've got your, let's have a look at the sort of characters you can play. So you've got a Colonial Marine, which is what most people want to play. You've got your company agent, your Burke, a Colonial Marshal. A kid, well, you always got to have a kid in the game, haven't you? A medic, an officer, a pilot, a roughneck, and a scientist. So those are your core character archetypes, your careers. And basically, in the game, you are rolling a number of d6, and you are looking for 6 successes. And you roll a number of dice equal to your core attributes, and your skill, and in most cases that you need one success to succeed. Nice and simple. There's the push mechanic, which is where you can get to your stress from, and this adds your yellow dice, and it adds to your chances of getting success. But if you roll a 1, which is the face I got on the stress dice, then you get some panic. And panic, I think, is a good mechanic for this type of game. It helps bring it in the flavour of the game, and is sort of in line with the genre of the films. Quite a lot of information in the book, combat, how to do skill checks. Gear is a nice section. You've got your standard weapons from the films, M4A3 service pistol, there's some your pulse rifles, your M41A pulse rifles. And then other gear, you've got your motion trackers, your M577 vehicle, armored PC, your Cheyenne dropship, all there. So lots of information on there. Then we also got some spaceships, the life on the frontier, plenty of, we've even got some space combat as well, which is quite nice, pilot actions, a couple of other ships ready for you. At the back says how to do campaign play. The bestiary wise, well, it's a bit lack. That's probably because there ain't a lot of alien types in there. In the films, it mentions the engineers, but there's no stats for the engineers. And a few people on the forums have whinged about that, but I think the engineers should not be a playable race. They should be something in the background. My personal thought, they'd be too powerful anyway. On to the xenomorphs. We've got the egg sacs, the motes, the bloodbursters. We've got the neomorphs. And then on to the xenomorphs. So there's not a lot of chest bursters, not a lot of creatures there. You've got neomorphs and xenomorphs, and that's about it. It does mention other extra solar species, things like a swarm, harvesters, lionworms, Tanakan scorpionids. And that is your monsters. Now, because the game is compatible with Mutant Year Zero and Forbidden Lands, you can quite easily take the creatures from those two games and port them across. Wouldn't be too much work at all. That's Alien Role Playing Game. If you're into the Alien universe, then I would say yes, get it. If you're not into Alien, you can certainly do Alien with other systems. I've done it with ICRPG, I've done it with Mothership and Stay Frosty, so those are some alternatives if you've already got them. But if you've got absolutely get everything Alien like I have, then yeah, unfortunately, it'd be another one you're buying.